This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, and we got Osa Odighizuwa with us. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing great, man.
Now, I got to ask a quick question. Maybe they didn't let your agent straight away onto the field. Do you think that's just some damn fine security work, or do you think maybe they should have eased up a little bit? You gave us a good deal.
Definitely got to be able to sift through all the BS, but someone probably gave them some BS that they just had them on 10 for the remainder of the day or something like that.
Sure.
You know, because one person can ruin it for everybody.
Yeah, I could have. Usually I'm that person. So I kind of get what you're saying there. Now, one of the things that I just heard you say, I think it was the other day, I saw an article on Yahoo that was really fascinating, was you go into the season with a belief that, like, you can make the playoffs. And I know sometimes people make that a bigger deal than it should be. But, like, if you don't go into the start of the season thinking that, what's even the point of showing up, right?
I'm saying belief is where everything starts. If you don't believe in your goals, you're not going to give it 100%. So you have to believe that what you want is truly possible and what you want is, like, right in front of you. So and work like it.
Have there been times when, not necessarily here, but just throughout your life, when you've showed up and you're like, man, I'm not sure, but like you learned that lesson along the way. You're like, all right, I should have believed all along.
I mean, I always feel like that I set like pretty realistic goals. I feel like the things that I want are possible. Even if I'm not sure how it's going to happen, I just know if I work hard, anything is possible. So if I stick to my work ethic and I'm very confident in my work ethic and my discipline, like I know everything that I want is attainable. I just have to just be consistent and be disciplined.
Now, you said the same thing in terms of, because everyone wants to know, oh, are you going to change with your contract? I get all that. But you said, like, you're still the same and you still have the same goals. Are those a combination of personal and team goals, or can you break that down for us at all? Like, what are your goals?
Definitely personal and team goals. I feel like there's no point in talking about it. Everyone's going to know.
Yeah. Got to be about it.
You know?
Go win the damn Super Bowl. I hear what you're saying.
A lot has been said about leadership. And I'm kind of curious. I love to hear what other people's thoughts are. Yesterday we had Joe Milton, and he gave us some pretty interesting thoughts on how to lead and how to connect with teammates. What's your approach to leading? And there seems to be a bit of a void with this team. When DeMarcus Lawrence leaves, it seems like there's a new place for a guy like you who's been around, just got a big contract to take over there.
I feel like my approach, I just want to, one, lead by example. I can't ask anyone to do something that I'm not doing myself. Or I'm not willing to do, you know? So I would rather just be like, if you want to know what it looks like, look at me. You know what I mean? If you want to see how it's supposed to look, look at what I'm doing. And if you want to get better, I'll help you. You know what I mean? Like, and do stuff like that. Obviously, talking is a little bit more part of my role now, too, just to be able to feed positivity into guys and make sure we're holding guys accountable. And also putting myself on the line too, because if I'm going to be talking about it, then I want someone to be like, yo, that ain't it as well. So I'd say mainly by example, but just also feeding people positivity and just taking a servant mindset as well, just doing whatever I can to help.
I know it's a different era, different group of guys. I've sat with Nate and talked to him about Charles Haley, and he was like, that guy would be saying all these things, but then he'd be right next to you on the treadmill the next day. And that's why we were all on the treadmill the next day, because he was there. He was the one that we were like, all right, if he's going to do it, we got to do it too. That's part of that. You know, mm-hmm. that I'm not going to ask you to do anything I'm not going to, and I'll be right there with you.
Yeah, 1,000%. And that's one of the things I just don't believe in. Like, I wouldn't sit up here and just be like, yo, you got to do X, Y, Z, and then I'm not doing the same stuff, because then it's like, do you even believe the stuff that you're saying? I don't want to be that guy.
So my little 8-year-old niece always says, don't just talk about it, be about it.
Really?
So you think she's got the right idea, right?
Yeah, 1,000%.
Now, I was hoping you could kind of tell us, like...
Nobody respects a hypocrite.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Man, I love that. How excited are you to see Sam Williams back out there? Because, I mean, he has had just a heck of a journey to get back here. And it's impossible not to be excited when you talk to a guy like that. Like, we've got a chance to talk to him a couple times. He's just so positive. What does it mean to you to see him back out there, knowing what it took to get back here?
It's awesome, bro. When you see someone overcome the stuff that Sam does, it makes anything that you go through just a little bit smaller. Like, bro, he was out of this for a year. He had football taken away from him. He had to go sit down and watch us get it. Like, I don't even know what that's like. So when I can just be like, yo, if he can do it, I can do it. You know, it's an inspiration for real. So it's dope to see someone like him back, especially with all the talent that he has.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
You know, like, talent, like, Sam is a freak athlete, bro. So, like, having him off the field definitely hurt us last year. So it's exciting to have him back. And then just the energy that he brings, you know what I mean, brings everyone else up. And it just kind of, like, is contagious. So when you have a guy like that, and overcoming everything that he did, and then just to be able to come back and still have that same energy and that same positivity, if not even more, it's just awesome and very inspiring.
So I know, obviously, different people, but when you talk about energy and positivity, I immediately, especially early in camp, think about DeMarvion Overshown as well. Do you get the sense that he brings that same kind of, like, super positive vibe? Because we talked to him yesterday, and he just, like, nobody was more excited, whether it was the Nealon pick six or whatever. Like, he is fired up,
bro,
man.
I mean, and that's one of those people that I could take inspiration from as well, bro, because the day he got injured, he was smiling in the training room. Like, he still had a smile on his face. And so, like, just knowing the strength that that takes to be able to still wear that smile, the same smile that you had the day that you got here, whether things are going good, whether things are going bad, and you can still smile like that and still be positive and not bring anyone's energy down or not sulk or take that and put it on anyone else, just like... It's awesome.
Yeah.
That's the kind of guy I love having around and guy I love having on the team. And like I said, anyone that might, before you even think about complaining about anything, before you even open your mouth to air a complaint or any grievance at all, look at Demo. Look at what he's went through. Look at that positivity that he has. Look at everything that he's overcome, everything that he's going through, and he's still smiling, bro. Shut up.
I love it. I agree.
You know?
I mean, there's always times in people's lives where you get kind of humbled by someone else's attitude like that, and you're like, you know what? Maybe my crap's not so bad.
Nah, yeah, bro. Like... And it's just the position that we're in, like, but everything that Sam and Demo have gone through, and then to still be positive and smiling and joking and stuff like that with the guys, like, you know, it definitely lifts up everyone else and just makes it easier for you to overcome your problems.
Yeah.
I'm very interested in how Eberflus's defense is going to look with you, and you are an important factor on that defense. Did he walk in and say, hey, look, this is I'm going to need you to do this, and can you build what happens from you on out to on the defense, like how your role is important and how it helps the other guys behind you?
I mean, the attack front is the engine of the defense. I would say I don't even want to say it, but like, I'll just say this. When you look at some of the best, like, championship caliber teams, like, things start up front. You know what I mean? Like,
yes. We're very big believers.
When plays are made up front, it makes everything way easier.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Could that be on the offensive side of the ball or the defensive side of the ball? When things don't make it past the trenches on defense, you know, it makes everyone's job easier. If you can put a lot of pressure on the quarterback with your D-line, obviously it's easier for the DBs to cover. Quarterback makes bad decisions. Turnovers happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When you got guys that are pushing people around up front on offense, running back's going to find a hole way easier. QB has time to make his reads and throwing bombs over Baghdad. So... to have a defense that requires the front to eat is exciting, especially having the skill set of the guys like, you know, like myself and Mike, and then with everyone that we've added, you know, bringing it out of Mozzie as well and seeing the growth that he's doing. And like I said, just matching the skill set and demanding this out of everyone is going to be. It's going to be awesome. It is awesome.
Do you like hearing, like, Shoddy this morning? I know you probably already out there. He said in the press conference, he goes, I am not afraid of bold predictions. And he said, I believe our defense will be near the top of the NFL in terms of forcing turnovers. When you break it down like that, it kind of sounds like, yeah, that's definitely our goal.
1,000%.
Yeah.
I mean, last year was like a down year, but I mean, we've been that. You know
yes,
what I mean?
Yes, yes.
Was that a product of Dan's scheme, or why was that?
I mean, yeah, but at the same time, the players that we have are the ones on the field, the guys that we still have.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't think it's going anywhere, even though DQ's gone. Shout out to DQ. But the mentality is still the same. The guys that we have is still the same. The talent, I think we've been added more to what we've had in previous years. So it's not going anywhere.
Have you gone up against Booker yet?
Uh-huh. I mean, we haven't gone in pads yet, so it's hard to get, like, a real feel.
Do you have an idea, though, of, like, he's going to be that line of, I love to see the life go out of their eyes.
Oh, my God, I love to hear that.
I love to see the joy of football leave their face whenever they face me. Do you kind of get that vibe from him?
I mean, it would be hard to take my joy because I love this game, But yeah, he's going to be good, bro.
That's nice to hear.
He's a solid guy.
Have you seen that on the other side when you're like, man, I'm just wearing that guy out all day, and you just finally see it, whether it's in the fourth quarter or whatever, you're like, I got him.
Oh, I mean, for sure. Especially last year when they started having us on like 12 play call it periods.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, I know I'm not in terrible shape. Let me just look across the ball. Oh. Okay, he's tired too. All right, bet. I'm good. Right.
So you had talked about being in, especially with Eberflus, being in great shape. And then you said being in championship shape. Like, is there a different – can you notice, you personally or people on the team, difference between going from, like, good shape to great shape? This is championship shape.
Championship shape, when you're hungry for two-minute period, you know what I mean? It's the fourth quarter, end of the game, and you want to go out there and
yeah.
Win the game.
Yeah.
When you're thirsty to be the one that seals the deal, and you know you have the gas tank to do it, that's championship shape.
Thirsty on the field, you mean?
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. I got you.
The you know, movies have always been fun to watch. The program, you see guys lining up against each other and talking and everything. Is there talking back and forth across the line? And who's the offensive lineman that you're like, that dude talks the most trash?
I mean, I'm not going to say across the line. I'll just say, like, on offense and defense in general. It's just a lot, like, high energy, a lot of chatter going on right now, but that's what you like.
Yeah,
you know
what I mean? Absolutely.
Fills it up, makes it fun.
So you were kind of talking about, you know, sort of building up the defense and everything. We feel like we've done a good job of, like, building ourselves up in the world. We started covering high school sports and everything. And one of the things I wanted to talk to you about is, I've covered a lot of stuff. Close. That was close.
Yeah.
I never thought there was a smellier place in athletics than a wrestling room. You have lots of experience in wrestling. Is that the smelliest place in all of athletics?
High school football locker room definitely
is worse. Yeah.
Yeah. That's before you have equipment guys washing your gear every day.
Yeah.
It smells a little
especially
like a
when I was in Portland, Oregon, and it's raining all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, bro. High school football locker room. It's terrible.
Dude, I'll tell you, hockey locker rooms, because they're the ice and wet water all over their equipment,
yeah,
it gets really bad.
All right. Again, no equipment staff to wash your stuff every day. You got to do it on your own. And if you're not doing that, it's going to catch up with you. By the end of the week, you're like,
So I know the money's great and all that, but are you like, man, having those people to help out wash my gear every day, that's the best. Yeah.
Sometimes I'll work out away from the facility and other stuff, and I'll just put the workout stuff that I had. Like, I'll cycle through. Like, if I'm doing extra work, I'll work out in my cowboy stuff, and then I'll put on my other stuff, right, go do that workout, come back, put that on the loop, change in some clean stuff, and go home from there just because, like, it's there. So
yeah.
I'm like, man, having that is awesome. Shout out to the equipment guys.
Yeah.
Shout out to Mike McCord. Shout out to Bucky.
Them.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my equipment guys, bro.
We did get a chance to chat with your agent just a little bit. He seems to really care about you. And that's Jerry Maguire is a fun movie. The relationship you have with him, is that similar to what other guys have with their agents?
No, I would say, I can't speak on everyone, but I just know from what I've seen and what I've heard, like, it's not the same. There's people that don't talk to their agents, but like once or twice a year, you know what I mean? But
yeah.
Sam is like fam, you know what I mean? Him and my mom are real close. He's close with all my brothers. Like, he's really a part of my family. So that's my guy.
And you were in fashion, you got Fashion Week coming up, or you were just in it, right?
That was a while back, but I will be
taking
part in Dallas Fashion Week.
Okay.
Hopefully.
Hold on. What do you mean hopefully?
I mean...
Schedule-wise,
okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. It's training camp, man. I got stuff.
I take it week to week, so if I'm able to do it, I'm definitely going to participate.
My wife... This is weird. My wife, she watches TikTok, and she found a lady on TikTok that she's like, that's my style. And now I'm like, man, that looks great on you. How do you find styles? Or are you just like, no, they dress me?
No, I dress myself.
Mm-hmm.
I take inspiration from anywhere. If I like a piece, I'm going to see if they have it in my size and just go from there. Like, I feel like there's not nothing that I can't pull off. You won't catch me in, like, a dress or a skirt or anything like that. But, like, I'm not going way outside the box there.
Yeah.
But I like to wear statement pieces. I feel like it's a form of creativity or creative expression to just be able to put my outfits together on my own and see how it comes together.
Joe Burrow, I saw on Quarterback, he was in the piece with the no back. He had a suit on, it had no back on it. So does that make you want to sack him more? Is that kind of the...
He looked so mad at that.
It's out there. You can stay out there. I'll stay right here.
There's fashion, and then there's hold on, what did they just do? Art, right?
I think the term is avant-garde,
okay.
Which is like never been done before,
right.
And where you really push the boundaries and stuff like that. It gets it's a slippery slope, though, you know what I'm saying, with the avant-garde stuff. So, you know, even if I'm going avant-garde, I feel like I would still stay within what I like. There's certain things that I'm just not going to do, and, yeah, it would have to make sense for me.
You ever been to the Met Gala? Have you done that? Is that something you would want to go do?
Yeah, that would be a dope experience for sure.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
It's always something wild up there, man.
Yeah.
But you get to walk it and everything like that.
Oh, yeah,
right?
Man. Yeah, and everybody's looking too. Yeah, that's absolutely true.
Man, thank you so much for the time. We really appreciate it. And we both grew up in the Metroplex, so we have been diehard Cowboys fans our entire life.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Thank you.
There you go.
Guys.
Appreciate it.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.